99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Kelly, you've never ghosted anybody, have you?
No.
Is there ever, do you think in your mind, an acceptable time when it's okay to ghost someone? Like after
maybe.
A first date?
Oh.
Maybe after a week?
I don't think it's really ever acceptable just to disappear from someone's life. But I think you should always just be like, hey, I don't think this is working out. Unless it's like, you know, a dangerous situation, then you disappear.
I've realized, because I was thinking about this, that I've actually ghosted someone myself. So when I met Elizabeth and things started to get a little bit more serious, I was actually talking to, seeing, slash, whatever you want to call it, two other girls by the name of Elizabeth too, which was kind of wild. But I just literally cut everything off.
Just stopped talking to
them. I just stopped talking. Yeah. And it wasn't anything.
Gosh.
And it wasn't anything like serious with any of these other two. It was just, I was having like, you know, I was talking to, we went out a couple times type of thing. So I didn't really see it as super serious. But when I met my wife, then I was just like, done. And
yep.
I didn't see, talk to, answer phone calls or anything from them ever again.
You know what? I did. Your story made me remember my story. I did go someone. So do you remember the show Eliminate?
I do.
Back in the day. So they were doing castings here in town. And one of the producers I started hanging out with flew out to see him in L.A. a couple times. We were like talking. And then I met my husband. And then, yeah, and then I kind of just stopped talking to him. Like after a couple of months, we had been talking, I'd flown out to see him once.
Right.
And then I met my husband and kind of ghosted Eliminate producer guy.
I mean, it helps when there's 2,000 miles between you.
Yes, it does. It does make it a lot easier to just stop calling. Yeah.
Is there ever a time when you are justified in ghosting your significant other after 5 years?
Oh, no. I don't think so. 5 years? You at least deserve a breakup conversation, right? We have a breakup conversation after 5 years, don't we?
Give me 6 minutes, and you are not going to want to miss, because you will be on the side of the
ghoster?
Woman who ghosted. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, give me 6 minutes. How long is acceptable? 99.7 DJX.
I would argue that it's really never a good idea to ghost someone. Let's have a breakup conversation.
Yeah, I would say maybe after a first date, like if you're just not vibing, you could just be like, all right, see ya, you know, and
maybe
whatever. But I found this on Reddit, and listen to this story, because she ghosted her boyfriend after 5 years.
Whoa.
So she says, I came over to his house one morning to surprise him with breakfast and a video game he wanted, only to find him naked, asleep, and with his ex curled up in his arms.
Okay, then.
He didn't hear me come in. So I closed his bedroom door, left his breakfast and game on the kitchen counter along with my key to his house. I went to my car, deactivated my Facebook, and blocked him on all other forms of social media.
Oh, wow.
I then called my phone provider to change my number before driving off.
Wow, that is a lot accomplished in a small amount of time.
She continues. I texted my family members and close friends that we were no longer together and to block him on social media as well.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't tell them why. I was in a position to end the lease at my apartment early, and I started a new job in a different city later that week.
Holy cow, she straight moved.
I completely removed myself from him and didn't offer a shred of explanation or opportunity for dialogue. I disappeared from his life after his betrayal, and I think it'll not only help me to focus on myself without his presence, but I think completely shutting myself off from him will hurt worse than anything when he thinks on how good he had it with me these last 5 years.
Oh, wow. Well, I think, I mean, he probably figured it out when he found the breakfast in the game.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. That's like,
it. Like she, that was the one clue that she left that said, you know, oh, oopsies, maybe she saw what happened here.
Oh, 100% she saw what happened here. He knows she saw what happened after seeing that game and the breakfast.
Yeah.
And then completely not being able to tell, quote, his side of the story.
Yep.
Or you don't get
to tell your side. Like, you know what? You told your side laying there naked with your ex. That was your side of the story.
I mean, the only thing I'm thinking is, like, she doesn't get the opportunity to yell at him.
Right. Yes.
But that takes a level that I don't think I'm capable of.
Oh, no, that's a whole other level of control. And, yeah, no, I mean, she got a lot done even before she left.
I know, she was sitting in the driveway. Yep.
And she changed her number.
Deleted Facebook. She told her family that, look, hey, you're going to need to go ahead and block so-and-so on social media because I'm asking you to. And then,
dang.
Peace out. See ya, city. I'm moving, taking a new job.
That is crazy. I mean, kudos to her.
Yeah, kudos to her.
I mean, you know, she made her mind up. She is living her life in black and white. Like, there's no gray area. You don't get a second chance with me. I'm out.
I feel like there had to be stuff that built up to that. Because after 5 years for her to just be like, boom, I'm out, even though he cheated, still takes a level of commitment that, man, good for her.
Well, see, Misty said, okay, he's in the wrong for cheating. You're an adult, though. Handle it like an adult. Address it. I think that's absolutely horrid. And
this is how
some major abandonment issues over a mistake. My Lord, what an evil human.
I think she handled it her own way.
Yeah.
She's grieving, and she handled the loss her own way.
Yep. I think she probably knew about herself that she's not someone that could ever get that kind of thing out of her brain to be able to have, you know, a healthy relationship with him anymore. So she's just like, you know what? This is how I got to deal. I'm out.
All right. So ghosting her boyfriend after 5 years.
Dang.
That is a level of commitment and that I don't think I could ever do. But wow, kudos to her.